USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Demonstrations became riots in several cities overnight as police in Seattle used flashbang grenades to disperse protesters after a day of confrontations. In Oakland, protests turned violent as about 600 people were marching in support of the ongoing Portland protests against the death of George Floyd. Oakland's main police station was vandalized and a debris fire was set at the county courthouse. Then Cat 1 Hurricane Hanna hit Texas late yesterday. It has since weakened to a tropical storm, but the heavy rains will continue through today. State Emergency Chief Nim Kidd says, despite the pandemic, they've been prepared for this.
It was last week and a half ago, that we've had virtual exercises with all of our coastal partners to respond, and so I know they're engaged and they're ready.
He says shelters do have plenty of PPE. And this is USA Radio News.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
We told you about then Hurricane Hanna hitting the Texas coast yesterday. Another hurricane named Douglas is hitting Hawaii today. Maui County could see 5 to 10 inches of rain from it through tomorrow, and it's likely all of the state's islands will feel some impacts from the storm. A record-setting TV host has passed away. Regis Philbin set the record for most hours on TV over a career that spanned from the early 1960s through just a few years ago. His affable personality and humor made him a hit. President Trump saying of him just a couple of years ago,
Regis doesn't really understand how important he is, and there's something very beautiful about that.
Among the few celebrities often known by their first name only, Regis died at 88 at his home in Manhattan early Sunday. UFO researcher Chris Rutowski says sightings of unidentified flying objects around the world have risen by 50% since the pandemic began. And this is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The federal minimum wage has been stuck in the same place for quite a while. With more, here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
It's been 11 years since the last federal minimum wage hike, the longest span since the baseline wage has gone without an increase since it started in 1938. Since the last federal minimum wage hike to $7.25 an hour starting July 24, 2009, the cost of living has increased over 20%, while the price of essentials such as housing and health care have increased even faster. That has left many low-wage workers with little financial flexibility or savings. The average rent back in 2009 was about $1,132 adjusted for inflation, but housing costs have soared in the last decade, pushing the average rent to over $1,400 in February, over 30% higher than the typical rent in 2009.
A divisive debate continues in Florida, where COVID-19 is hitting hard. Here's USA Radio's Kenneth Burns.
A number of lawyers in Florida are offering free or discounted living wills for teachers who may be required to return to the classroom in the fall. Advocates are sounding the alarm about the risk of sending teachers and students back to school too soon. The question on when schools should reopen is a divisive one, especially in the Sunshine State, where the state's largest teachers union is suing Governor Ron DeSantis over his administration's push to fully reopen schools next month. Coronavirus cases in the state has skyrocketed as of late.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.